Good morning. This is your daily inspiration. This morning, I am thinking about a topic, and I was hoping you would be blessed to think about this and maybe apply it so that your ears that do hear actually hear and they obey. So my thought of today was beauty, beautiful, being beautiful. And as we're well acquainted with, there's millions and millions and millions of dollars spent each year on beauty, so-called, things that women and men try to beautify themselves with. Some people have natural beauty and are discontent with it and try to enhance themselves, and they many times are very discontent with their lives. And we can do this in many different ways. Just to satisfy our fleshly desires and natures. You know, the Bible does not really say a lot about beauty. It comments on the looks of women sometimes, and also men. And it says they were fair to look upon, or something like that. He chose the fairest of the young maidens. And, you know, I think sometimes we think in earthly terms too much. And when we think of the word beautiful, typically we think of an earthly situation, and you know, maybe the landscape, flowers and mountains and snow and sunrise and sunset, things that are beautiful to the eye. But the Lord had the word beautiful written in the Romans 10 verse 15, and it's a different type of beauty. It is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing here, but it's not necessarily talking about handsome or fair-looking ladies or men. It is talking about feet. And how many of you feel like you have beautiful feet? A lot of people hide their toes if they have for some reason to get their shoes off, and they feel a little undressed, maybe exposing their feet. But beautiful feet. If we can maybe look at the verse and read it and meditate upon this a little, and we'll talk about it. And we'll maybe start with verse 13. That'll kind of bring context in. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, that's rich. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Here we have several things I think we should look at. It says, as it is written. And when it says in the New Testament something about as it is written, it's referring to some Old Testament writing. In this case, it's Isaiah 52. The feet, beautiful feet, to carry the gospel of peace. You know, when there is fightings going on amongst the Christians, when there's yelling, backbiting, gossip, and those things are alive in the midst, maybe even in a home, and there's aggravation under the heart, the gospel of peace does not get preached. It's a gospel of chaos. And we must get that straight. We must get that right. We must understand that. The bickering must stop. The bickering in the heart towards others. There was a young man, or a middle-aged man, came walking up the sidewalks the other day where I was working. And he said that he didn't, actually, I said, what's the first commandment? He said, thou shall not, and then he stopped. I said, no, that's not what it says. Don't say that. It says, thou shall love the Lord thy God. And I said, furthermore, don't think of the commandments in a negative way. The not. Thou shall not steal. Is this negative? Are you tempted to steal? Thou shall not murder. So these are not negative. These are positives. They shouldn't be something you desire to do. And anyway, I'm not sure what he thought of that later, but I'm pretty sure it impacted his mind some. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Let's go to Isaiah 52. Context here is Israel is in bondage. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without a cause. Now, therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for nothing, that they that rule over them may make them howl, saith the Lord, and in my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bring good tidings, that publishes peace, and bringeth good tidings of good, and publishes salvation, saith the Lord unto Zion. Thy God reigneth. So we have situation where Israel is in captivity, and there was someone going to start preaching the gospel of peace, glad tidings to these people, and bring them loose from their bondage. And it's no different today, my friends. There's many, many people in bondage of their sins. They are captive, and there's a need for someone to bring a glad tidings of peace, to startle the unbeliever out of his slumber. Awake, awake. The Lord looks upon the feet of those who desire to bring, to bless with glad tidings. He's behind them. He's before them. He's in them. And he desires, it's his will that we speak the truth and that we lie not and that we love and have compassion. I'm not sure where this finds you today. I'm not sure if you struggle. You struggle to believe. You struggle to live it. You struggle. If you're struggling to live it, you struggle to believe it, you really can't preach it. And not everyone preaches with certain way in a certain way necessarily. But oh, are your actions loud? People know you by your fruits. And if you have fruit of the Holy Spirit and you share the truth, God will bring increase. So I just want to give you encouragement for that. May you seek the Lord's will. May you open your mouth when he tells you to. May you have the wisdom to discern each situation. So may God bless your day as you consider these thoughts. May you prosper in the Lord. God bless you.